No, Master. Bailey nodded and said, I wish to speak to the robot that served at the table this night.
It is being held for inspection, Master. Its reactions are erratic.
Can it speak?
Yes, Master.
Then get it here without delay.
There was delay, and Bailey began again. I said, Daniil interrupted smoothly. There is inter-radio communication among these Salarian types. The robot you desire is being summoned. If it is slow in coming, it is part of the disturbance that has overtaken it as the result of what has occurred.
Bailey nodded. He might have guessed at inter-radio. In a world so thoroughly given over to robots, some sort of intimate communication among them would be necessary, if the system were not to break down. It explained how a dozen robots could follow when one robot had been summoned, but only when needed, and not otherwise. A robot entered. It limped, one leg dragging. Bailey wondered why, and then shrugged. Even among the primitive robots on Earth, reactions to injury of the positronic paths were never obvious to the layman. A disrupted circuit might strike a leg's functioning, as here, and the fact would be most significant to a roboticist and completely meaningless to anyone else. Bailey said cautiously, Do you remember a colorless liquid on your master's table, some of which you poured into a goblet for him?
The robot said, Yeth, Master.
A defect in oral articulation, too.
Bailey said, What was the nature of the liquid?
It was water, Master.
Just water, nothing else?
Just water, Master.
Where did you get it?
From the reservoir tap, Master.
Had it been standing in the kitchen before you brought it in?
The Master preferred it not too cold, Master. It was a standing order that it be poured an hour before meals.
How convenient, thought Bailey, for anyone who knew that fact. He said, Have one of the robots connect me with the doctor viewing your master as soon as he is available. And while that is being done, I want another one to explain how the reservoir tap works. I want to know about the water supply here.
The doctor was available with little delay. He was the oldest spacer Bailey had ever seen, which meant, Bailey thought, that he might be over 300 years old. The veins stood out on his hands, and his close-cropped hair was pure white. He had a habit of tapping his ridged front teeth with a fingernail, making a little clicking noise that Bailey found annoying. His name was Ultim Thule. The doctor said,
Fortunately, he threw up a good deal of the dose. Still, he may not survive. It is a tragic event.
He sighed heavily.
What was the poison, doctor? Asked Bailey.
I'm afraid I don't know.
Click, click, click. Bailey said, What?
Then how are you treating him?
Direct stimulation of the neuromuscular system to prevent paralysis. But except for that, I am letting nature take its course.